Oh.
This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. My name is John, and I'm calling you from eBay. And thanks for getting connected our eBay headquarters. So how may I help you?
Yeah, hello. I just had a call, so what's happening?
Ma'am, our main thing is that our server showed that today morning, 7:35 p.m. AM, you purchase order our site for 2 Apple iTunes gift card, okay? And your Apple iTunes gift card charges are $300. So do you want to purchase this order or do you want to cancel this order right now?
Cancel.
So if you want to cancel this order, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So if you want to cancel this order right now, so I will provide that our eBay cancellation code through online. And this code is generate that your cancellation from, okay?
Yes.
So which mobile phones, ma'am, do you have? Using Android mobile phone or Apple iPhone?
Android.
Okay, so you just put on your loudspeaker your mobile phone.
Shut up.
Sorry?
Sorry.
Okay. Sorry. Hello?
Yes.
You just put on your mobile phone on your loudspeaker, and after that put on your mobile phone loudspeaker, you open it Play Store, okay?
Sorry, Play Store?
You open it Play Store? You find
yeah,
out?
Okay.
Okay. And after that open Play Store, what can you see?
What do you see every day?
Sorry?
It's changed.
Okay, and can you see the top of the page? Can you see the search panel?
Pardon?
Very top of the page, can you see that search panel?
Yes.
So this search panel is type over there, eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
E-B-A-Y, yep.
And after that eBay given space.
Space.
Yes, and after that given space, A-N-Y.
A?
A-N-Y.
N-Y.
Yes, and after that D-E-S-K, desk, any desk.
Yep.
And you just simply search?
Yes.
And after that search, what can you see?
I can see eBay Marketplace, eBay Desk, Desk.
And can you see that any desk option for red color icon?
Yeah.
Can you see that?
Yeah, it's present. Any desk remote desktop.
Yes, can you see that, right? Any desk remote desktop, that's right.
Yeah.
And after the any desk remote desktop, can you see that any install option?
Install.
So just click the install. Just click the install.
Yep.
And after that click install, I will provide that our cancellation code through online, okay?
Yep.
So your installation is done, and after that installation is done, is properly open it as application, okay?
Yeah, hey, it's taking a bit slow of time.
Okay. Take it time. And hello? Hello?
Yeah, it's 15%.
Okay.
27. Okay. It's installing now, hang on.
Okay, take it down.
Okay, now open it.
Yeah. You open it that?
Yeah.
And after that open, what can you see?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And after that open, can you see that? Just confirm that.
Yeah. Control service
plugin. Okay, just activated that. And all
put
click.
It on.
Yes, put it on and all click positive answer. And after that, what can you see?
I just see the accessibility.
Sorry?
Accessibility.
Yes, just click that accessibility.
Yeah, I'm on that page.
Yes, and what comes up?
I can just see downloaded app, any disk control service, AD1.
Yes, just click that.
Yeah, I think it's on.
Yes, and after that?
That's it, it doesn't say anything else.
Sorry? Hello?
It says that and you don't go, I gotta go back.
No, just download it, okay? And after that?
So it says about your address?
Yes, can you see that your address number?
Yep, 582.
582.
No, 580.
580.
803. 803. 804.
Sorry? 804. And after that, you know, your address, just very, just a down of the thing. Can you select safe password?
That password.
Yes, can you see that?
Yes.
Just click that set password. Mobile.
Yep.
Okay. And after that, click set password. What can you see?
Always show incoming session request.
Yes, and can you see that any security warning?
Can you show incoming session request? Any guests in the local?
Okay, just hold the line. Just hold the line. Few seconds. Just hold the line. Any days. Are you? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, what can you see exactly?
I'm on the security question.
Okay, what question that?
Always show incoming session request.
Just hold the line, few seconds, okay? Just hold the line, okay?
Are you there?
Yes.
Yes. So now what you can see?
I'm on the security page.
Yes. Can you see interactive access?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And just you can see the second option which says permission. Can you see permission?
Yes. Permission. Yes.
Yes. And what you need to do, you need to scroll down your page little bit. You will get to see there is an option which says permission profile. Can you see permission profile?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, so I click on that.
Yes, just click that permissions profile.
Yes.
And after that click, what can you see?
The port, screen sharing, full access.
Can you see that full access? Just click that full access.
Yes, I'm touching.
And after that, can you see that full access? Can you see that? What can you see?
Enable access.
Yes, can you see that enable unattended access?
Yes.
Just click that. And after that click, what can you see?
Check password.
Yes. So I will just provide that our password, okay? All above that lower case, okay? Not for upper case, just a small small caps, okay? Just type over there eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Cases.
Yes.
Can you give me the password now?
Hello?
Can you give me the password now?
Yes, eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
E-B-A-Y, yep.
And after that, don't give in space, okay? Without space, eBay,
yes.
1, 2, 3, 4. Number one, number
one,
two,
three, three.
Yep. Four. That's
hold
it.
On.
Yes. And just hold on. And after that, click OK, okay?
Can you see the option OK?
Yes. Can you see that OK option? Just click that OK option.
Yes, I did.
Okay, and just hold the line for a few seconds. I will provide our cancellation security, okay?
Yep.
And you just activated your ID right now. What can you see exactly? And can you see that some pop-up message your device screen or comes up for start now option, okay? Do you understand?
No.
Just hold the line for a few seconds, okay? For sending this message for start. And we are starting the cancellation process, okay?
Yes.
So can you see that your pop-up message for any, it will come up?
Yes.
Okay. And can you see that any start now option?
Yes.
Just click that. Start now. And click the home page. Just click that home page. Click on close and home page. Back to the home screen. Yes. And I will transfer this call to our senior manager, okay? Just hold the line for a few seconds, okay?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for being on hold, madam. This call has been transferred to the senior manager. My name is Alan. How are you doing today?
Good.
Okay. So I do believe, madam, you can see that you are successfully connected to our eBay Secure server, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I do believe my previous colleague have make you understand about your problem, that what is going inside in your eBay account, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what we are going to do, madam, we are going to simply start this security process, okay? So, we can just help you up to cancel that and block this person from your site. So, do one thing, madam. You need to minimize this page. Like, you know how to minimize this page?
Yes.
Yeah, just press the home button and minimize this page and open up your Play Store once again. Have you opened up your Play Store?
Yes.
And in Play Store, look at the top. Can you see there is a search bar where you can type anything?
Yes.
Yes. In that search bar, you need to type in over there. Type once again AnyDesk.
Yep.
Then after typing any desk, leave a space. Give a space.
Yep.
Then type plugin at 81. Can you see anything suggestion comes up like any desk plugin 81?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Give a tap on it. Yeah. And now can you see? And can you see there is an option which says any desk plugin 81? I do believe it is already installed, right?
Yes.
Yes. So what you need to do, you need to close this Play Store page. Close this Play Store page. close your Play Store.
Yep.
And open up your settings.
Yep.
And after opening up your settings, look at the top. You will get to see there is a search bar. Can you see search settings? The search bar.
Yep.
Tap on that search bar. Yeah, tap on that search bar. And in that search bar, you need to type in over there. Type letter A for Apple.
Yep.
Then C for Charlie.
Yep.
Once again, C for Charlie.
Yep.
Then type E for Edward.
Yep.
And now can you see any suggestion comes up like accessibility? Can you see any suggestion comes up like tap on that accessibility?
Yep.
And after giving a click on that accessibility, what you can see?
Any desk control service.
Yes, you can see any desk control service, anyone, right? And give a, yeah, it is on right at the moment or it is off?
It's on.
Okay, give a tap over there, any desk control service 81, tap over there, tap on it.
Tap on it,
yeah. And after giving a tap on it, you will get to see it is on right at the moment, right? The button is blue, yeah. So do one thing. Now just go back to the home page, close these settings.
Yep.
And now, can you confirm me one thing? Do you have a eBay application in your cell phone?
No, not on this phone.
You don't have any eBay application in your cell phone?
No.
Okay, no worries. So do one thing, open up your Google browser. Open up your Google browser.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Yep.
And in the Google browser, in the search bar, now what I'm going to show you, madam, I'm going to show you from where those fraudsters are getting your information and place this kind of fraud orders, okay? So in the search bar, type in over there, my.
Yep.
Then type number one, leave a space, type number one.
Yep.
Then type P for Peter.
Yeah.
Then leave a space, type over there, address location.
Yeah.
So have you typed my 1P address location, and now what you have got after searching it?
I've got what is my IP address location.
Yes. Give a tap over there. What is my IP address location? Give a tap over there. And after giving a tap over there, madam, you will get to see, you can see your IP address. What is my IP address? And just below that, you can see your IP address, which starts with 123.208.140.246. Can you see that?
Yes.
So, do you know the meaning of IP address?
Yeah.
Yes. So, you can see that this is your IP address and you can see your IP address location, which is in Australia, Adelaide, right?
Yeah.
Yes. But the thing is that in between that IP address and your location, over there, can you see in a red color line, it is written over there.
Hide my address.
No. You can see what is my IP address and you can see the IP address of yours, right? And just below that IP address, what you can see? In a red color line, it is written over there. What you can see?
Your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else right on your connection.
So you need to understand one thing. Right at the moment, you can see on your own eyes, it is clearly written over there, your online activities, whatever you do use in this cell phone, in this network, whatever online activities you do use, it can be seen by your only, internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection. That means someone is misusing your personal information, like someone is getting access to your network, okay, and through that network they are getting all of your informations and they are placing this kind of fraud orders through that information. And as because they are using your informations and they have placed this order for iTunes gift card for $299, okay, and already the charge has been made for $299. So what you need to do, madam, you need to simply do one thing. You need to simply check your statement that any money has been debited by the name of eBay or not. If you can see any unauthorized transaction by the name of eBay, just let me know. I will help you have to cancel that transaction and provide you back your refund. All right?
Yeah, okay.
Like, how do you check your statement? Like, do you check your statement through online? Like, you do online banking?
Yeah.
So, do one thing.
Yeah.
Close this Google page. Close this Google page.
Okay, yep.
And just log into your bank and just check that any money has been debited, or if you can see any unauthorized transaction by the name of eBay, just do let me know and I will help you have to cancel that and provide you back your refund. All right?
Okay.
Good time.
Yeah, hang on, I'm just logging in.
Take your time. Before doing that, madam, what you need to do, are you there?
I'm last room.
Hold on, madam. Before doing that, what you need to do, you need to open up that application, any desk application. You need to open it up. Because that is a secure server, and we have lost your connection. So do one thing. Open up that like any desk application which you have installed before, where you can see your 9-digit cancellation ID.
Awesome. Hang on.
Yeah. So have you opened it up? Have you opened up that application, any desk?
I'm opening it.
And now what you can see?
It's putting me back to accessibility.
No. You don't need to open up your settings. You need to open up your any desk. The red color application, the white color diamond in it, you can see that. Check all of your icons, you will get to see that any desk application.
Yeah, there's an icon here of any desk application.
So have you? What you can see?
Your address.
Your address. Now just hold on. Once again, you will get to see the start now or start cancellation. So if you can see start now or start cancellation, you will press on it. Can you see start now? Press on start now. Yes.
Yes.
And now just minimize this page and log into your bank and just check. Just minimize this page.
Yeah.
And log into your bank and just check if you can see any unauthorized transaction over there or not.
Okay.
And just check it. And can you just confirm me one thing? Apart from this bank, do you deal with any other bank?
No.
Don't deal with any other bank, right?
No.
All right. Okay, so don't worry, madam. If you cannot see any kind of transaction through eBay, so don't need to worry because maybe it's in a pending right now. So what we are going to do, So we are going to cancel that transaction from our side, and within 30 minutes we will get back your refund, all right?
Okay.
So don't need to worry about anything. You can just right now can just hang up this call and you do your own work, and within 30 minutes you will get your refund, all right?
So how much was the refund?
It will almost $299. All right, thank you. Have a good day, madam. Sorry?
Like, we're still going to cancel it anyway, but I'll just do a check on the refund.
Yeah, you can just check it. And so just I'm hanging up this line right now, okay? Have a good day, madam. Bye-bye.